This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air and in the chat room and texting into me, just really truly being involved in the conversation, because that's what I want. I want you guys involved. I want you engaged. I want to, you know, there's got to be a way to inform you. And this is just one of many ways you can get informed on what's going on. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, if you've got something to say, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. I know you hear me say it every night. It sounds kind of boring and mundane, but it's not. It's true. I really do like when you're around. I do like what you have to say in the chat rooms and on that Facebook feed. I haven't said this in a while, but head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. I also want to make sure that you get involved in our conversations. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And look, unless you're just mean and nasty and hateful, I'm not going to call you out if you would. You start it, I'll finish it. But if you're willing to be honest and open the conversation, then so am I. I'm good with it. Well, it's over. End of an era. Well, not an era. But the valedictorian is on its way out. Which is really hilarious, if you think about it. Because we're taking away everything, you know, that causes our young people to understand competition. Causes our young people, maybe some of them would never try harder unless they wanted to be the best. They wanted to be number one. But all of a sudden, that's just ugly, and it's nasty, and it's uncomfortable. Crazy. So as the school year comes to an end, so does a common tradition found in high schools across the nation. Over half of the high schools this year will not have a valedictorian. I mean, this is the highest achieving honor that can be bestowed on a student, pretty much? I don't know, because I barely made it out of high school, so I was happy to get the robe and actually a real certificate, you know, to leave with. Anyway. Now, the reason behind this is that the academia is that they're afraid that by rewarding those based on academic merit, it might just incite an unhealthy competition. Or it might even harm the feelings of those who don't, well, they don't excel academically. Not that they're stupid, but in most cases it's because they won't work at it. To me, this is the equivalent of handing out the participation trophy. Why bother? What's next? The medals from the Olympics? Is that what we're going to do next? I'm just curious. Critics say when a trophy is involved, students become motivated for all the wrong reasons. The intrinsic motivation to succeed because of an award of recognition often is looked down upon. It seems as the harm to a student's internal desire to learn for the sake of self-betterment is much better. Okay. Do you think that if somebody really wants to do better, if I can get to school, if I can get to the best school I want to get into with A's, why shoot for an A+? Right? Why shoot to do better if I know what the minimums are and how to get in? But if I get a little bit more recognition, see, humans all want recognition. Humans all want to be told, good job, great job, wow, number one. We want to hear we're number one. And just because your child hears that they're number five or their last one picked for the team, instead of you hugging up little Johnny and telling him how mean everybody else it is, maybe you need to tell little Johnny to have one less hot dog and maybe work a little harder at it. And work with him or her instead of making him feel bad. I mean, seriously, you guys that talk about self-esteem and how bad, you know, when somebody doesn't get picked or this is... No. That's not the way to go about self-esteem. You think these kids don't know that they don't have the ability? You think these kids don't know that they're pulling down the other kids? Work harder with them. Make them work harder. Make them be better. They can do it. Most kids can. Unless they have really a physical impediment to making it happen, most kids can do better if you push them. And, again, I go back almost as a joke, but for real, what happens with the Olympics? We do. Does everybody get a gold medal? Everybody get a silver? Everybody get a bronze? Maybe they get nothing. Maybe they get an Olympic participation trophy. What do you think? Wait, what is it? Five rings? They have their thing is five little rings? All right, so no more. That's what we'll do. We'll do five rings. We'll do different colors. Gold, silver, brass, and a few other bronze. You know, we'll get the different colors. And that way there, everybody got to participate. Everybody gets recognized, if you would, right? Just amazing. I know if the prospect of becoming a valedictorian or making it into the top 10 of my class weren't a possibility, I'd have little reason to work hard, says one high school student. Now, the progressive left is sitting there going, see, you've already ruined that child. They already want to be the best at something. Well, of course you do. You know, when you're in a corporate environment and they're trying to make money, they're trying to do things, do you really think the guy that can't get his job done is the one that they're going to praise? You really think that the guys that are working really hard are going to pull little Johnny along who never can make it because he's never willing to work as hard as everybody else? No. They're going to leave him behind to be eaten by the wolves, just like they do in the real animal world. I mean, do you really want to... Hey, when did you graduate your class as the surgeon's ready to cut your chest open? Well, I don't know. We didn't keep score. I think I probably was close to last, but we'll talk about this after the operation. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certifications Education students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Yes, me. It's all about me. As long as we get that clear, we're good. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation for a lot of reasons. You know, I get insight watching what you guys write at times. I get insight from seeing some of the comments you make, because I miss things that people say when they're on the show. If you head up to the website, realside.com, like I said, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate, but you don't have to. Really, you don't. I mean, if you get informed, and you get engaged, you'll get a clue. It's really that simple. Okay, so before I get to this workers thing, I got to get to this, what some of you would call, you know, the religious story of the night. Because it's just, it's infuriating across the country right now. You do have these valedictorians. You have others that have been chosen to do this commencement speech from their class. They've been voted on by the kids in the school. And if you don't think they're going to, if you think that these kids who vote for the ones that are going to give the speech don't know the thing they're going to talk about, then you're out of your mind. And every year at this time, we see all these stories about kids that were shut down from using the name of Jesus in their speech, not preaching a sermon, but for somebody to look at. It's okay to sit up there and go, you know, I don't think I would have, I could have made it these last 4 years if it wasn't for Beyonce's music, because I always prayed to Beyonce every night. You know, we just this thing about the church, right? The First Church of Beyonce, whatever the heck it's called. But anyway, you can say anything you want to. You can swear. You can do all this other stuff, and that's freedom of speech. But the minute you bring the name of Jesus Christ in, everybody falls apart and crumbles. He's been dead over 2,000 years, and he still is causing all kinds of trouble. For somebody who doesn't exist or didn't exist or you don't give any weight to, why do you care? I've never understood that. You know, it's... Anyway. Sam Blackledge had worked hard on the valedictorian address. He had written a wonderful speech declaring to his teachers and classmates that he is a follower of Jesus Christ. But administrators at the West Prairie High School in Illinois would not let the 18-year-old deliver that speech because the content was not appropriate for high school graduation ceremony. He was summoned to the principal's office, get in here now, just a few hours before the speech, where school and district administrators delivered their edict. They said they didn't want to make it a religious ceremony, right? Wait a minute, huh? They told me if I took out Christ, I could say anything I wanted. Wow. And you know what the gutsy young man did? Right? He wouldn't take it out. The young man with the 4.0, are you hearing this? 4.0 grade point average, pleaded his case, explaining he only wanted to convey to the audience about how his personal relationship with Jesus had impacted his life. Principal told him it wasn't appropriate for the setting. School leaders then said that they feared those in the audience might think Sam was speaking on behalf of the school district. I offered to begin his speech by saying, it is my speech, my words. The school district didn't want me to say it, but I'm going to do it anyhow. And they turned him down. He said, I never felt that feeling, a devastated feeling before, in all the years I've been in school and how hard I worked, I never felt like that. He said it was terrible. I felt like I wanted to cry. Basically, for months, I knew I wanted to talk about Christ in my graduation speech. School leaders gave Sam the opportunity to remove the reference to Christ, but he declined to do so. The most important thing in my life is Christ, he said. Christ is the only reason I was a valedictorian. He's the reason I got a 4.0. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be up here. Now, many of you lefty atheists are going to sit there. Now, some of you, look at, I don't want to sound like I'm painting with a broad brush. I have atheist friends that have a lot of respect for those of us who do have a belief system. All right? They're just not there. And it's cool. We allow each other our few words back and forth, and then we break bread together. It's all cool. But for some people, you know how they always say, these kids that are suicidal or they're having trouble with drugs, you know, focus on something, find that one thing. Well, this kid found that one thing. He found that one thing that got him through school. He found that one thing that got him a 4.0 average. He found that one thing, and you have told him, as administrators of a school that is supposed to hold them up, you have told him his something is nothing. It's adversarial, it's wrong, and it makes people feel uncomfortable. Seriously. School leader's office let Sam a few brief remarks, provided he would not mention the name of Jesus. He agreed with their terms. He said, I believe as a Christian we should respect the authority above us. Boy, I would have a problem. I told them I wouldn't disrespect them. I told them I would respect their wishes. And I told them the reason why is because I am a Christian. The following day, the First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top religious liberty law firms, learned about Sam's plight. See, you've got to reach out to people. And is now providing him legal counsel. School officials should remember that students retain their constitutional rights to freedom of expression from the schoolhouse gates all the way through the graduation ceremony. I reached out to the school district for an explanation, but so far they have not returned the message, said the writer. These school officials ruined the only high school graduation Sam will ever know. Right? Think about that. The kid had one goal. He went through school with one focus, one goal. I'll tell you why it's so important to get a guy like me on a school board. Don't you think I would have fought for his right for freedom of speech? No, seriously. Don't you think? I'll tell you what I would have done. If they told him no and he told me about it, I would have grabbed his speech and given it for him. Talk about freaking out the staff. Go ahead and pull me down. Shut my mic off and watch what happens. The young man, I don't want to call him a kid. He has as much right to a freedom of speech. He has as much right to let people know how he feels about his God as somebody has a right to talk about not having a God, not believing in God. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And yes, this time I truly will get to the story. I truly will get to the story of, you know, the recent Supreme Court ruling that businesses don't necessarily, now check this out, don't necessarily have to let you, now I won't say unionize, but put your grievances up. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Listen, Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting and however it is you get involved in the conversation. I don't care. But I want you involved. It's the only way you really know what's going on. I mean, you got to listen, watch other people, listen to what they say, get involved, push back, talk about, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so many stories I want to do. Because we're going to have Frank DeMartini on in the next segment, or the next hour. And he's running against Auntie Maxine. And he's been out walking precincts. And I want to get an update from him as to what's going on, who he's talking with, what they're saying. Right? And I will get to the story about the owner, you know, the Supreme Court ruling about the owners and the employees and how that will affect some of you. Now, you sent me the story about the 30-year-old, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. You know what? I would have just put him in a car and drove him. So I would have drugged him, put him in a car and drove him somewhere. So a couple in Camillus, New York, is asking for court's help to get their 30-year-old son out of their house. Okay, he's been in here for, 12 years ago he was supposed to move out. Michael Rotondo has also asserted that for the last 8 years he lived with his parents. He's never been expected to contribute to household expenses. Okay, that's strike one, two, and three for them. Or assist with chores and the maintenance of the premises, or assist in any way. He claims that this is simply a component of his living agreement. Really sounds like these parents created a live-in monster, didn't they? Right? He said he got a note said, "Hey, Michael, after discussion with your mom, We've decided you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. You'll not be allowed to return. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision. So, this is one of my smart butt stories. I love this. Why did they let him stay so long? If they didn't want him, especially if he wasn't doing anything. Right? They filed in Supreme Court. Christina and Mark Rotunda say that they've been trying to get their son, Michael, to leave their home for several months. According to filings by the couple, they've been informed that because Michael's a family member, they can only have him removed from the home through an ejectment proceeding. What the heck? It's still their house. He's a grown man. And in response filed to the court Wednesday, Michael contends that the 5 written notices did not provide a reasonable amount of time for him to leave, citing Cosa versus Legg as a precedent that there is a common law requirement of 6 months to get him out. Oh, God. How about this? How about you honor your father and your mother and you get off your lazy butt, you go out and you leave? See, this is a product of telling these kids all the time how great they are, how wonderful they are, how they've always, you know, mommy and daddy love you and whatever you need to get. No, yeah, I love you so much, I'm putting your stuff out on the street. That's how much, and matter of fact, I'm going to do it 3 hours before the garbage trucks come down the street, so you better hustle, buddy. That's all I got to say to you. Anyway, I thought that would be a little lighthearted and funny to do. This story here, I felt kind of interesting, out of Newsweek. Apparently now what they're saying is that, you know, you don't get any more whack than this. That police body cams and cameras are a threat to the civil rights of black and brown people. How? Seriously. How? So if it helps protect the policeman, and frankly, it helps protect you too. Because it's a video record of what you say to be true or not true. The problem is that we have more and more and more people being caught lying on cops, as we've seen in the news. A number of U.S. police departments now outfitting their officers with body cameras, increasing each year. But the camera can pose a threat to civil rights if the department failed to set rules to govern when officers review footage from the camera. Now, according to a new report, the vast majority of the nation's biggest police departments, they allow officers to watch the footage from the body cameras. That includes whenever they want to. They can actually watch it while they're doing their incident reports. I don't know why that's a problem. Why would that be an issue? You can watch the cam to get it right. Some say that if you unrestrict the footage viewing, then they can change and tweak their story to make the cop look like he's right. And it risks this whole and undermines the goals of transparency and accountability. You can't make these people happy. You're never going to make these people happy. Now remember that, you know, again, things are happening so fast in some of these incidents that you may have to go review. I would love to have a camera. You know, think about what they do in the driving world now, right? You have a camera mounted in your car. You can use it in the courtrooms. You can use it to prove it wasn't your fault. You can use it to prove that somebody's going faster than they should have been, but a cop can't use it. Well, how does that make sense? On what altered planet does that make sense? Now, an officer's memory of an event may be altered by watching the body cam footage, he said. Doing so will likely alter what officers write in their reports. That, in turn, can make it more difficult for investigators or courts to assess whether the officer's actions were reasonable. Well, you got video footage. Are you stating they're going to lie or spin it? Right? He wrote a report that Vinita Gupta points to a report called The Illusion of Accuracy. I just love this stuff. Body cameras programs are in place in, 62 of the largest, I think it's 70 large police departments, very large police departments. 62 of them have body cams right now. Now, leadership, a scorecard released by the leadership conference, most of those departments, 55 or almost 80%, allow officers to view their footage whenever they want. You guys got a problem with this? Is this really bad? I mean, maybe I'm missing something here. But I don't even know why this is a story. I don't know why they're talking about this. I don't know why this can't be left alone. Allow the cops to do their jobs. Instead of scrutinizing everything they do, short of them, you know, blowing their nose in public, how about we let them protect us? Seriously. I'm just curious. I'm curious to know why it's gotten to the point now where everything the police do, we have to question. I don't want to give them free rein on everything. That's not what I'm stating here. But if all you do is get on their case and question them and beat on them and take them to court or you know, take them into trials every time they do something that seems to be questionable, who's going to protect us after a while? A lot of these guys, their lives are ruined before they even found guilty because allegations are made. We see it more and more these days. Is that right? I don't think it is. I can't get to this one. When we come back, talk a little bit as to why. I'll get to the story about the courts, I promise. But we're going to talk a little bit, too, why did President Trump, you know, he's questioning why special counsel never charged Tony Podesta. I'm telling you guys, you know what I would do what I've been saying for a long time. I would appoint special counsel for every one of these issues that hasn't been cleared up. It would be that simple for me, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let's aggravate as many people. Let's get the blood pumping of as many people as humanly possible. Again, like I said, we'll talk about the Podesta issue when we come back, and also the Supreme Court ruling that, you know, for the first time, workers may not be allowed to band together to challenge violations of federal law. Okay, it's not a big deal. I mean, when I say that, I mean, when does the boss, when does the owner get a fair shake? I've heard more and more and more stories. Remember, the owner has to defend himself no matter what happens. The owners of these businesses constantly have to defend themselves from every little thing that's done. I would love to see some kind of board or labor board or what have you put together. Now I'm not talking about the one in D.C. where you can run some of these grievances by first, these accusations by first, to see whether or not they have any validity to them. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And head up to the website, realside.com. Find out all about the show, about my book, the coffee mugs. I mean, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing something other than sitting there yelling at a TV set or however it is you're watching, or yelling at the radio or whatever. Actually get engaged. Oh, my God. There's a thought and a half, right? Anyway. I want to do this one real fast. President Trump is questioning why special counsel never charged Tony Podesta. And I don't know why. I mean, this is one time where I look at President Trump and go, come on, really? Seriously? You really asking that question? I'll tell you why. Because nobody on the left care. Nobody in that group on the left actually cares about justice. They don't care about the law. Because they believe that if it comes between their two ears, if they believe it to be truth, then it has to be truth. If they believe it to be truth, then it has to be enforced. And it doesn't matter whether it goes against the law, falls in line with the law, or it has anything to do with the law. They don't care. Right? The brother Hillary Clinton's former campaign chairman, John Podesta, is thrown back into the political spotlight because Trump now brings up the fact that this guy did something wrong. Why hasn't he been investigated? See, he did something wrong in not in past history, but in recent history. And they're not looking into it. Right? Podesta recently stepped down as the chairman of his lobbying firm, Podesta Group, last year, following the special counsel's indictment of Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. So, if they've indicted Manafort, why haven't they gone after Podesta? See, again, he was on the right time, he was on the right side of the playing field, if you would. I just find this amazing. Right, the firm was reportedly was enlisted by Manafort as one of the groups lobbying on behalf of the Brussels-based organization that functioned as a mouthpiece for Ukraine's former president. Mueller did the investigation and found nothing. Now, again, they were involved in all this crazy Russian stuff, with these Russian issues, and they got nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I don't care who you are, that doesn't make sense. Now, remember this whole thing about Trump hating women? Right? Can't stand women, doesn't respect women, hates women. I think, maybe I'm missing something here, but Gina Haspel was sworn in as the first female CIA director the agency has ever had. I mean, what is it? He now has Department of Transportation headed up by a female, Department of Education headed up by a female, Communications Department was headed up by a female. Apparently, he must be in this gender-neutral thing, or he doesn't know what a female actually looks like. Because if he hates females as much as the left says he does, he's very confused. You know, is how to live that out. So I love this stuff on a regular basis. I get a kick out of it. They spew this stuff thinking you're going to... And the left does swallow it. There are a lot of people on their side of the aisle that will swallow this in a heartbeat. And hopefully, it looks like, maybe, we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed, or pray if you're a praying person. The mayor of Oakland will be facing legal trouble after she tipped off the public about, remember that, about the impending ICE raid? You know, you talk about putting people in harm's way. She didn't care. She just didn't care. That in and of itself, and again, you and I both know, that's just flat out wrong. All right, so the left is now blowing their minds because the unions got another blow. The Supreme Court, as far as the unions are concerned, they delivered a blow to workers' rights. So when it came involving the rights of tens of millions of private sector employees. Notice, private sector employees. The U.S. Supreme Court voted by 5-4, delivered a major blow to workers, ruling for the first time that workers may not band together to challenge violations of federal laws. Now, notice how they're laying this out. Writing for the majority, Justice Neil Gorsuch said that the 1925 Federal Arbitration Act trumps the National Labor Relations Act. And employees who, now, here's the key. Employees who sign employment agreements to arbitrate claims must do so on an individual basis. What he's basically saying, you sign an agreement with your employer that says if they break the law, if something goes sideways, you will go to arbitration with it. You alone will go to arbitration to work it through. Now, you've signed it. You've agreed to it. You can't just throw that out the door because you don't want to live by it. Because if the employer breaks that agreement, you'd be all over him like white on rice. He goes on to say the policy may be debatable, but the law is clear. Congress has instructed the arbitration agreements like those before us must be enforced as written. See, this is exactly how the court's supposed to operate. They're not supposed to make law. They're supposed to decide whether a case in front of them falls in line with the law or doesn't, and then they can decide whether the law is constitutional or not. Then they issue an opinion, and Congress is supposed to take it back up and fix it. So as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, the law is fine, and the people that were suing, you know, with these large cases are not going to be allowed to anymore. Now they have to do what their agreement says. Right? Like he says, the law was clear. And it's and it needs to be supported, upheld, the way it was written. Now, Congress can always, of course, they're always free to amend the judgment. Didn't do anything with the new National Labor Relations Administration. Right? Did nothing there to change what Gorsuch had to say. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she probably has a total different feeling on this. She said she called the majority opinion egregiously wrong, although she didn't say why. She said the 1925 arbitration law came well before the federal labor laws and should not cover these arm-twisted, take-it-or-leave-it provisions that employers are now insisting on. Why? You signed the agreement before you worked there. I don't understand what the problem is. If you don't agree to it, if you don't, why sign it? Why put your name on it? Are you responsible for anything you do? This has been one of my complaints, is that we're never responsible anymore. We're never held responsible for what we do and what we know. She noted that workers' claims are usually small, and many workers fear retaliation. For these reasons, she said, relatively few workers avail themselves to the arbitration option. No. No, no, no. You still sign it. You still agree to it. And then when it comes to the class action lawsuit, it's when a bunch of people feel like they've been wronged the same way, or a few people bring a lawsuit on behalf of a bunch of people because they've been wronged in this, or feel that they've been wronged in the same way. It's a great expense. The employer either settles and then has to pay the expense on top of it, or he fights it to a great degree and a great expense. Now, the inevitable results of Monday's decision, she warned, will be huge. Oh, she used one of Trump's words. It'll be an under-enforcement of federal and state laws designed to advance the well-being of vulnerable workers. It's up to Congress, she added, to correct the court's action. And she's right. If Congress doesn't like something that goes down, if Congress doesn't like a bill or a rule or a law, they can change it. They have that ability. Be nice to see them do some work, wouldn't it? In his oral announcement, Gorsuch said he took the unusual step of elaborating, rebutting Ginsburg's dissent, which is 5 pages longer than the majority opinion. Okay, now, the ruling came in 3 cases, potentially involving tens of thousands of non-union employees. And it was brought against Ernst & Young, Epic Systems Corporation of Murphy Oil. Now, see, again, when you have all this, I don't want to say power, when you have all these employees behind you, and they do a class action lawsuit, a corporation has to sit there and weigh out what they think is worth it. Either pay the case, get it out of here, we can't spend the time doing this, or fight it. Now, Ginsburg noted in her dissent that the stereotypical employee would likely have to spend about $200,000 to recover about $1,900 in overtime pay. That's not true. If they're wrong, if they bring the suit or they bring the arbitration inappropriately, yeah, they're going to have to pay expenses. But I'm going to tell you, most employers don't want the aggravation. And remember, when they have all these people coming at them at once, even with single cases, it's not a little thing. And some labor law experts say this is going to affect the Me Too movement. I don't see how. I don't know how. And I think they're throwing that in there just to make people uncomfortable. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Frank DeMartini joins me in the next hour. He is running against Maxine Waters in Los Angeles. This will be good. We'll be right back.